Guess who's a big fan of those credit card reward points programs? Hi, Chuck Bentley here with My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. As it turns out, Uncle Sam may like your rewards program just as much as you do. That's because under just the right circumstances, the benefits are taxable income, according to Investopedia. Now, don't panic. In most cases, the typical reward you receive for using your credit card is not taxable. Things like cash back, discounts on products, and airline miles. Now, the exception comes in when you use your personal credit card for business transactions so that you can rack up a lot of rewards, and you get reimbursed by the company. Then the rewards are actually taxable. And while airline miles usually aren't taxable, the exception comes in if you get free miles for, say, opening a checking account with an affiliated bank or some other third-party transaction. Now, follow me here. That's a game changer, according to the IRS, which then sees the benefit as taxable income. Now, if you play the lottery, and I certainly hope none of you do, any payout you receive is fully taxable. If you win a bunch of money on Jeopardy, that's taxable, too, as ordinary income. It gets a little more interesting if you win a lawsuit. Let's say someone damaged your car and you sue to get the money for repairs. That usually would not be taxable. On the other hand, if you sue for lost wages, that settlement money would be taxable as income because you would have paid taxes on it had you worked and earned it. As always, if you have any doubts about what you must declare as income, it's best to consult a tax professional. And if you need help with your personal finances, don't forget about the Money Life Mentoring Program. Check it out at crown.org. And while you're there, pick up your freebie of the week, 5 Essential Lessons to Teach Your Kids About Money. That's crown.org.